There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Things are a little different from our normal show right now. Normally, we're in our Keene studios. That is not the case tonight. We are in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire, a little town called Lancaster, which is nestled in the White Mountains. This campground is called Rogers Campground. It is a great place to be. Porkfest 2015. So many wonderful people here, over 1,300 people attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, according to our discussion with the organizer earlier here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and joining us now on the third microphone, the host of Sovereign Tech, Brian Sovereign.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. This is great.
It's great to be here with you. You were actually here recording your show earlier this afternoon, isn't that right?
Yeah, I was, and had a great time, good audience here.
Good,
went for a good 2 hours. It's fantastic. Actually, Ian, you helped set that up, and I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And I'm really glad to actually finally be on the radio with you, Ian. I was worried, because I was going to be on the other night here at Porkfest, mm-hmm. and it was Daryl and Mark, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be with the second stringers.
Yeah.
I never got to be with a professional. I was on the show for 2 years. Every
really?
Sunday, yeah,
wow.
You know, on Free Talk Live, and I was always with the second stringer.
I see.
That being
well,
Mark.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, now that I'm crowned king, you can no longer call me a second stringer.
Well, you're a great host. You do your own tech show, Sovereign Tech, SOVRYNTech.com.
Exactly. Yeah, that works.
And then you recently got into programming video games, which we can talk about that here in a moment. But actually, Harry's been waiting patiently. I want to get him on here. He's calling from Alabama. In Birmingham, and I don't know if my call screening software is working, which, oh, yeah, I think we actually do have Harry here. Go ahead, Harry,
yeah,
you're on
here.
Free Talk Live.
Hello. First thing is I tell Miss Lynn to keep her chin up. Her son's a hero to a lot of people.
He is a hero. We're talking about Ross Ulbricht. We just finished talking with his mother, Lynn, just a few moments ago. He absolutely is a hero. He did amazing things through the creation of the Silk Road by bringing a huge level of harm reduction to the marketplace for underground drugs. Anyway, thank you for that comment. Harry, go ahead with your thoughts.
My question for her was going to be, I didn't want to sound cruel or anything, but how much dotage did he have? Why didn't he just take all that money and just leave, go to Russia or somewhere? Just leave the country?
Well, that's an interesting question. So we're talking about the Silk Road, the underground marketplace that was taken down by the FBI in 2013. Ross Ulbricht was charged with running it. He was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. So there was a testimony, I guess not in this case, but in regards to these corrupt cops, the DEA agent and the Secret Service agent. The DEA agent had infiltrated the Silk Road and had administrative access to the Silk Road and was also creating other accounts on the Silk Road that he was using to sort of manipulate Ross or manipulate whoever Dread Pirate Roberts was. Because, again, the story from the defense was that it wasn't, in point of fact, Ross at the time when these alleged hits were brought down, so that it was whoever the other DPR was, whoever the other Dread Pirate Roberts person was at that time.
Could very well have been the agent. For all we know.
Yeah, it could have been the agent. We're not really sure about that. But this agent was basically giving Dread Pirate Roberts information about the federal investigation that was being conducted. So he was essentially, this is one of the things he was charged with, was, you know, if you're a federal agent, you're not supposed to tell the mark, the target, that they're going to be arrested, right? So you're not supposed to give them that kind of information.
Hmm.
So the theory, I think one of the theories is that he was giving that information to the other Dread Pirate Roberts. The other Dread Pirate Roberts, then having the information that the site was about to go down, was going to be taken out, busted, you know, the raid was going to happen. He then somehow enticed Ross to come back in and administer the site, not giving him the information that he knew that the site was going to go down and that he was going to go down with the ship if he came back on board. And so I think that's what might have happened, but that's, you know, based on a little bit of speculation.
You ratted him out. One more question.
Essentially, he set him up to take a fall, basically.
Do you think that the mafia helped get him busted because he probably took a lot of their business?
It's a possibility. Yeah. It's difficult to know. The defense was so limited in what they were able to talk about that it's really difficult to know anything.
It's hard to say. I mean, was Ross Ulbricht really taking a lot of the mob's business? I doubt it. I mean, we're talking about several thousand dealers, what, 3,000 or 4,000 dealers on the site, and then maybe 100,000 buyers.
I mean, I've never seen an online market of any kind ever really, really crack down on a good, no-rules local market like a mafioso would be.
I mean, you're talking about 100,000 people from around the entire globe. Per
sure.
market, you're only probably talking about 10 people or 15 people in any marketplace, and, you know, how much of that was significant weight in product, you know, significant amounts of product being moved around? Probably not that much. So I'd say that speculation-wise, that doesn't really pan out, in my opinion.
Hey, wouldn't it be something if President Obama pardoned him on his last day in office? That would be really cool.
Well, that would be a true miracle and highly unlikely. But I like the way you think. I mean, it's good to be optimistic. Anything else, Harry, that you want to share tonight?
I like talking to libertarians because everybody else in this country just kind of bother you to talk.
You love talking to libertarians. Mark your calendar for the next Porcupine Freedom Festival because this is the place to come and talk to as many libertarians as you could possibly get your fill of here at Porkfest 2015. That's where we are right now. So go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com, and you can learn more about this excellent event. And I'm sure the videos will be posted at some point from this week. Harry, thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts with us. Yes, sir, go ahead.
One more thing. As fate would have it, I got an Iraqi war vet, a fellow of mine, that he lives in New Hampshire. So I'm going to call him later on tonight and, you know, yeah, I think I'll make it up there next year.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go. All right, man.
Thanks, Harry. I appreciate it. We'll be here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Brian Sovereign, how many Porcupine Freedom Festivals is this for you now?
I think this is my fourth, if I'm correct. I actually moved to New Hampshire without having gone to a Pork Fest.
Like we did.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's kind of the opposite, I hear, that Pork Fest is what convinces them. I was just totally convinced from the get-go.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I knew I wanted to be here. I knew this was the place for me. This is where liberty-minded activists were going to be. I had to be with those people.
You weren't immediately sold on the Free State Project.
Well, right. As soon as I got over the fact that it was cold. It took me a few months to get over that, but then I did, and now it's all good. I love being here. The cold still sucks, but they make things that can keep you warm, so, you know, that's not really an issue. If you love freedom, this is the place to be. There really is no other option out there. Yeah, there's some cool things that are in development. Liberland, I'll give credit to Liberland. They've got a cool thing happening there between Croatia and Serbia in a little three square mile plot of land, which, you know, hopefully that'll pan out for them. Right now, they can't go into the property without being arrested by Croatian government goons. So they've got quite a bit of hurdles to get over there. And, you know, we've got our challenges and issues here in New Hampshire as well. So, Brian, let's see. Video games. You've gotten into the video game market, the world of RPGs, sort of 16-bit-esque style, graphic-style RPG.
Yeah, definitely appealing to nostalgia in a lot of ways with my my games. There's only one at the moment, but more are coming very quickly. And it's a lot of fun to make video games, for one, because I've always been a gamer, and it was really an area, you know, you hold an event, Ian, called Keenvention, where people talk about, like, really actionable things that they can do right now and areas that could be gotten into, and fiction is one of those areas, and video games are just that. You know, it's a form of fiction, form of artwork. And so I was like, yeah, you know, no one's doing this. I've got a bit of prowess. Why don't I go ahead and get into this and get the message of liberty out through video gaming? And I ended up doing that, and actually as of June 24th, which is just a couple days ago, it ended up getting on one of the largest gaming platforms in the world, which is Desura. People may not have heard of it. You know, Steam is kind of the big one that everybody recognizes for Windows PC, and my game, Hypercronius, is at this moment only available on Windows PC, but it's getting out there, you know. I mean, and it's just a one-man show, and I'm reaching out to about 8 million people, I believe, use Desura. So,
okay.
Yeah. Making that happen.
How's it been going so far? Your game's called Hypercronius.
Right.
It's available at zog.ninja. That's the website.
Yes.
I mean, when did you release it? 2 months ago? I mean, it seems...
Yeah, it was May 9th, I believe, was the release date.
And how's the reception been? I mean, what's the feedback been? I know you said you had some good reviews.
Sure, yeah. I've gotten largely good reviews. There's been a couple that are pretty negative. It is not a game that's really for children. Of course, I don't think there's many popular games that are for children.
I had to keep turning it down just because I didn't want Derek J. to think I was watching porn. I mean, it was, there's a lot of sex in Hypercronius.
Yeah, there's a good amount. But again,
I didn't want him to think I had Stephanie Murphy in there with me. Right? She clearly provided a
voice. She did a lot of voice work.
Can you stick with us and talk more about
Absolutely.
It? Brian Sovereign's here from Sovereign Tech, SovrynTech.com is his website. Tech guru, Free State Project, early mover, all around good guy. We'll continue with him here in moments. And you can call and join us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We have time to talk to you if you want to join us here. You don't have to call about Pork Fest or video games or whatever we're talking about in the studio here at the moment. You can call about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And normally we have Skype, but we don't have that for you tonight because we're on location at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're out in the woods. The internet access is kind of crappy, but you don't come to the woods for internet. You come here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the people and for the fun and the various different activities and the camaraderie and to kind of get a taste of what it can actually be like to live around people who care about freedom all the time. I forget who it was that was saying this. I don't know if it was 2 days ago, but when I think it's actually Rob Mathias on Rebel Love Show, when he said, when we leave Porkfest, we go back to Porkfest, meaning that, you know, we go back to the community of these people where in which we live on a day-to-day basis. Now, it's not as much partying and, you know, fun on a day-to-day basis, but
I still that depends on your life. But
it's still great to be around people who care about freedom, and that's what the Free State Project is really so great to effective at doing, is bringing liberty lovers together to the same geographic area, New Hampshire being that place. So, you know, even if you can't make it up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if you come up to New Hampshire at any time during the year, you know, you can announce in advance that you're coming, like join the Free State Project group on Facebook, for instance, say, hey, I'm coming up to Keene on this date and this time. And then, you know, somebody from Keene, probably me, will get in touch with you and say, hey, you know, do you want to go to breakfast or lunch or whatever? We'll put something together. And then usually even on short notice, somebody can say they'll be there tomorrow and we'll get 8 people show up. You know, 8 to 12 people will come out on 24 hours notice just to meet you and, you know, say, hey, welcome to New Hampshire and hope you enjoy your stay here. So, again, go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty and you want to be more free in your lifetime. Freestateproject.org. And if you want to get Bitcoin, ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with a money order or check. And you can start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can even download their app from ExpressCoin.com. And whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you, and they do a great job. I've used ExpressCoin, and you should give it a try, because with coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Again, you can call in and join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Brian Sovereign is here from Sovereign Tech. How many years is it going now? Two years on
almost
Sovereign?
Three. I think
three.
It, yeah,
okay.
I think in December it'll be three. So
it's a weekly show.
Right? Yeah, once a week at least.
And you're covering a variety of tech subjects. I mean, what is it that you generally
Yeah, the
on?
Tagline I run with is it's a show about science and technology and how it can set you free. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea. And, I mean, there's really no subject that doesn't get untouched, largely because technology really has delved into every single area of our lives, you know, from the police, from your, you know, what you do at home. I mean, you take your pick. So that's the deal with that.
It's one of those shows where you've got to know your stuff. I mean, you've got to be immersing yourself in the tech field to really have stuff to bring to the table to talk about. It's not like Free Talk Live where we can just wing it and bring a few news articles in and just talk about stuff. You really got to know your stuff for Sovereign Tech.
Yeah, to deliver it. I try to make it for all audiences, but certainly, you know, we're at a point now where, yeah, you've got to have some idea of, you know, what I'm talking about. But yeah, to do a tech show, certainly, that definitely takes a lot of knowledge to deliver that, because there's so much going on, especially if you want to have as much breadth as I like to deliver with Sovereign Tech.
So we were talking about your new game, Hypercronius, available at Zog.Ninja. And it's more of a teaser, really, than anything else. I mean, having played through it.
Yeah. It's definitely a very short game, and it is meant to be an introduction to a very large world and saga.
It has that feel, right? Like
sure.
You're popped in a moment in time. There's things going on before. There's things going to go on after. And you get the idea that there's a great deal of a world there that we're popping into. And then essentially what you're doing is you are dipping your toe into the water of game design to see whether there's a marketplace for people who want what you've got.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like, you know, from the reviews I've gotten that there certainly is. There's people who are looking for, I've gotten a lot of responses from people I've never heard before. They're not listeners of my show or anything. And they've said, wow, a game about anarchists or, you know, voluntarists, whatever word you want to use.
And lesbians.
Yeah, and lesbians.
Lots of that.
Lots of lesbians. In the next game, I promised some people that, all right, I'll have, you know, gay men in there as well. But, but, you know, that's something, too. That's actually the number one negative critique I get is that there's sex in it, and there's, like, a lot of it. And my reasoning behind that is actually twofold. One is that, you know, games, nobody seems to want to critique games when they're exceptionally violent, or at least the mainstream certainly doesn't. Yeah, there's conservative groups that do complain about violent games. But, I mean, Call of Duty sells gangbusters, you know, with no problem. But, boy, you put sex in a game and people freak out.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
and it's not like there are people having sex on screen. We're talking about sex noises and text, right? Like,
yeah,
that's what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, by and large. I mean, in the characters, it's classic graphics, you know, 16-bit Final Fantasy style.
This isn't
nothing.
Grand Theft Auto quality
right.
graphics.
Right, but that's the ironic thing, is that a lot of people that complain about the sex, you know, you take Grand Theft Auto, Saints Row, the Witcher series that I really enjoy, all of these. In fact, the Witcher series, which is, you know, insanely popular, sells millions of copies, they feel filmed 60 motion traction sex scenes for that game. Nobody's complaining about the sex in that game. There's tons of it. I mean, and that's motion traction where they had to have actual people wearing, like, these suits that the computer can track, you know, doing these actions. You know what I mean? It's where I just have little sprites kind of going through this business. But most parents would let their kids play that. You know what I mean? So I have to be careful to say, look, it's not a kid's game, but honestly, you're probably letting kids play games that are eons worse than what I've got
right.
going
on. So it's not rated X by any stretch
nope,
of the imagination.
Not at all.
It would probably be, you know, it rated R maybe in your imagination. You know, I mean, parents do let their kids play rated R movies, and I absolutely agree with you. When you think about the violence that's inherent in video games, and I like violent video games as much as anybody.
Sure.
But, you know, it's like that whole, do you remember the whole hot coffee mod that people got all upset about?
Yeah.
I mean, this was a regular game that you could find some kind of modification for and unlock an Easter egg to see something.
It was Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, you had to be a programmer to be able to see it. I mean, why can't you write a game for an adult?
Did you write this? I mean, did you actually get into the guts and program this thing from scratch, or did you use like an RPG generator kind of thing?
Well,
how did you do it?
So that's an interesting question. What I used for the software is actually RPG Maker VX Ace is the specific model. And I think a lot of people would feel that that's kind of a cheat, but until you break into that...
It was a lot of work.
Oh, man, is that a lot of work. I mean, most of the time developing the game was spent learning that software.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, I run a tech show. I'm not a fool or inexperienced with tech matters.
Right.
This took a lot of work, you know, to really understand that. It's not as simple. Yeah, you can make a very simple game if you just, you know, download that or buy it or whatever and then go for it. But if you really want to make something interesting, boy, that takes some work.
But it has the ability to make an intricate, complex...
Yeah, definitely. Game. I had to do a lot of custom code. That's a fact. Like, the generator, you know, RPG Maker couldn't do everything on its own. There's a lot of things I had to do completely on my own. And, of course, there's a lot of voice work. I have full motion video in this game.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, real old school. I know you love full motion video, Ian. We're aficionados of that sort of thing. But I had Stephanie Murphy, who was also on the show. She's guest stars in it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for fans of Free Talk Live, it'll be a fun experience, I think. And for fans of sci-fi, RPG.
Absolutely.
It's got that. And I'm looking forward to seeing the next chapter, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, be coming soon.
I'm ready. I want more gameplay.
Right on.
I want more gameplay.
You'll get it.
All right, cool. Brian Sovereign, go to Zog.Ninja, grab his game. What is it, $6?
Yeah, or $6 if you use code FTL.
That's awesome. Thanks, dude. More from Porkfest 2015 coming up in moments.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I don't know where they are.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live, live from Portfest 2015 here in the Northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. The sun is setting for the final night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's an awesome event put on yearly by the Free State Project. If you haven't ever come up here, well, I imagine there's going to be another one next year. So go to porcfest.com to learn more, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You don't need to be a Free State Project participant to come here and enjoy this event, although obviously we would like you to be one, to join us and come up to New Hampshire and, you know, be with a community of liberty-loving people all year round. You can do that here.
You don't need to be a you don't need to come to Porkfest to be a Free State Project member either.
That's true.
You can go to freestateproject.org and sign up right now.
Yeah.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty, then perhaps you'd like to live around a community of people that believe the same as you do. There's really no experience like it. We recommend people come to Porkfest because oftentimes when they do, they're like, wow, this is really great. And whereas, well, you could just be sure we came to New Hampshire without ever having gone to a Porcupine Freedom Festival or a Liberty Forum.
So, freestateproject.org, you need to protect yourself online. Your ISP is probably saving your surfing history. Whether you've got a cell phone company, a home internet provider, there's a good chance that somebody is learning about what you're doing online, maybe even sending that information to governments, perhaps selling it to corporations for data mining. Maybe they're criminals sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. You can stop that that kind of spying from happening on your internet connection by encrypting your data with ProXPN. There's an app they have for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. And you can use that app to get connected and again, get encrypted, which means no more prying and spying. The ProXPN account is free. You can get started right now at proxpn.com/FTL. But you're likely going to want to upgrade to their premium account. So you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And you get 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50, as in 50% off. Breaks the price down to about $5 per month, and that's good for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to renew for year number two, you pay the same great price. So use promo code FTL50 and get started with this excellent virtual private network. It's proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here from Porkfest 2015, more interesting people throughout the night to talk about and to. And, of course, we can talk to you as well if you want to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Doug Scribner is with us here from Minnesota. He is the man behind WatchMyBit.com. It is something that you've been on and off about here on Free Talk Live. We saw you in were you in Austin?
I was in Austin.
You were in Orlando.
I was in Orlando.
Yep. So we've had you talking about WatchMyBit. It's your new project. You're a media guy. Mm-hmm. You've been doing a lot of media as long as I've known you and beyond that as well.
Well, before that, too.
Yep, and so it's what inspired Watch My Bits?
Well, I'm an early Bitcoin adopter, and I saw so many exciting things.
So you're super wealthy now, is what you're saying.
I'm an early Bitcoin adopter, and I saw a lot of really cool things happening in the Bitcoin space that I wanted to say, how can I participate in this? How can I come up with some cool company or app that everyone's getting excited about, you know? And I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I? Wait a minute. I'm a media guy. And at the time, there was no, and could be argued that there still is no, way to watch Bitcoin, watch videos for Bitcoin. There are several ways to do it, but we came up with a way called Watch My Bit, which is really cool. So I combined my passions. I combined helping artists make money with Bitcoin and the new world and taking over the world. And I think this is going to cause Bitcoin to become more popular by entering the Hollywood music space rather than entering the banking, tech, wallet, exchange space, which is a little boring. So as soon as someone can watch Justin Bieber videos for 14 cents, every teenage girl will know what Bitcoin is and how to get it.
I think it's a brilliant idea, and I'm glad to see that it's still rolling ahead.
I got major announcements.
This is what I wanted to... I don't know if you can make... Can you make one of those major announcements?
I sure can.
Okay, good. I definitely want to hear that, because you've been teasing, like, oh, we're going to have some big Hollywood name or some big music name or something. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind that is that, you know, the site's there. It's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Essentially, the concept is... The concept is you pay a very small amount.
Whatever the artists decide.
Right. Cents worth, probably, of Bitcoin, usually.
$9,000 to $9,000. You know, you decide.
And then that's the entrance fee. That's the fee.
Ticket booth.
Right. You pay to get access to a video. So normally with online video services like YouTube, there's a possibility you're going to see an advertisement. Right. And then they'll let you watch the video after that. This would mean there are no ads, but you don't see the video until you release some Bitcoin from your Bitcoin wallet into the wallet, the desktop. The nation wallet, which can be done in mere moments, and Bitcoin is awesome from what are called micropayments.
Correct.
Which is something that has been heretofore impossible, really, to do. Micropayments with...
But you heard all about, oh, I can't wait until we get micropayments until Bitcoin came along, and now no one says anything about micropayments because they didn't actually want to give micropayments, it seems like.
So the idea here being that micropayments are very expensive to do
with credit cards. PayPal and banks.
PayPal's going to hit you with at least a 30-cent fee on a dollar.
Right.
And it's going to be a 30-cent fee on 50 cents, and it's going to be a 30-cent fee on 70 cents. So, I mean, you're
sure. To give somebody a dime, you have to give 40 cents to
right.
a bank.
Yeah. Right. You cannot do a micropayment with the old banking system, but with Bitcoin... You know, whether you want to send 5 cents or whether you want to send 50 cents or whether you want to send $50,000, the fee is the same thing, basically.
Same. Yeah.
It's, you know, 2 cents or something like
or
that.
Or less.
Or less.
In fact, our platform does not depend on a Bitcoin confirmation. We trigger on transaction.
Oh, really?
The transaction is sent. We're assuming you're not going to double spend us for 9 cents. We launch that no
right.
matter what. So you can send 0 fees, really, you know, or economic fees.
Right. You can send zero fees with Bitcoin. So just to give a little more detail here, when you Bitcoin, of course, being a decentralized currency, not issued by any bank or any government, it's an electronic currency, and it's really awesome. You generally want to include a fee for prioritizing your transaction to get it cleared through the network and get it confirmation sooner rather than later. But if you don't send a fee, you'll still probably get the transaction confirmed later. It's just, it might be much later.
And that's all irrelevant to Watch My Bit.
Yeah,
you trigger on transactions. So that video starts instantly.
As soon as the network detects it,
I'm talking quicker than you can click a skip ad on YouTube.
That's pretty good.
As long as it's up and running, right. Yeah, and there are several models. There's the advertising model, which is YouTube. There's the subscription model, which is Netflix. Mm-hmm. There is the tipping model, which is Patreon, and maybe Coin, ChangeTip, in those places.
Yeah.
And then there's the pay-per-view model, which we have not seen exploited and used very much. But this means that every video gets watched, gets paid to the artist, and we pass on the majority of the funds to the artist. How much do you think YouTube passes on to their artists?
Nothing.
Hardly.
Certainly not a majority.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. $6 to $60 for 10,000 views. So if someone were to use 10,000 views on our site and they were charging 21 cents in Bitcoin, $1,500.
Wow.
So it's not
a huge difference.
It is, right? Yeah. So, challenges abound. You know, a little bit Bitcoin here, but with the worldwide acceptance, you can get an audience everywhere. Kids can watch your videos. They don't need credit cards. You know.
Yeah, that's true. That is one of the amazing things about Bitcoin is there's no minimum age for people to get started with it. So what you've been trying to do behind the scenes at Watch My Bit is to make some deals with like record companies or Hollywood movie studios or whatever. The idea being, okay, YouTube's this behemoth in the sphere. It's going to continue. YouTube shows no sign of slowing down anytime soon. So, you know, you were talking about what would be a real coup for Watch My Bit is if you could get one of those YouTubers, one of those YouTube stars, and there are a bunch of them.
Or even the minor stars. As soon as one YouTuber who gets any sort of weekly, you know, view count says, I'm going to try Watch My Bit. And they don't have to be exclusive. They can put the video on our platform for a week.
Right.
And then move to YouTube for free.
If you want to see it first, they would put it on Watch My Bit and then take a very small amount per view. And
21
then
cents. It helps me with my next video, and I can pay the sound guy. You know, it's a joke we have in our place.
So give me an announcement here.
Give me
a tease for the announcement.
All right,
going to come back with more of this.
Okay, great. So,
what's the sphere in which you're going to be announcing?
I can talk about finances that perhaps we've been funded.
Ooh.
And the interesting thing is who did the funding.
All right, stand by. More with Doug Scribner from Watch My Bit, a.k.a. Ms. Porcupole. The very first ever Ms. Porcupole from Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party.
Proud
we'll continue here in moments. 855-453 is our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to f*** with the government, feed homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space?
It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with all those killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live from PortFest 2015, the final night. Night number 7 of 7. We're here to take your calls. We'll still take your calls. Open phone lines, as always, at 855-453. So if there's something on your mind, talk to us about it. Please, fill me in as to what the hell happened this week. I did hear about the Supreme Court gay marriage decision. That's about the only bit of news I've heard of. Oh, and I guess Greece is having runs on ATM machines this week, which may account for why Bitcoin has now surpassed $250 per Bitcoin, just like it shot up from 242 to 250 within the last 24 hours.
Yep.
It had been up a little bit previous to that. Again, it's hard to really say why Bitcoin's price will go up or down, but it seems that whenever there's these conflicts out there in monetary systems, that Bitcoin seems to get bought more often. And when you got a run on the banks, as apparently they have happening right now in Greece, that could be a major factor as to why we're seeing a rise in the Bitcoin price. So Bitcoin, all the more relevant than it's ever been. It's all the more present in the world than it's ever been before. There are more services out there available for Bitcoin than previously. And I love Bitcoin. It's just such a cool technology, and it's allowed for so many new developments in the marketplace. I mean, obviously, we talked with Lynn Ulbricht from her son was found guilty of running the Silk Road, an underground drug marketplace. But that's not all Bitcoin is good for. It's good for all kinds of useful things. We talked about purse.freetalklive.com, where you can go and get up to 25% off or more your Amazon purchases when you pay with Bitcoin. That's the thing. You can't pay with cash and get up to 25% off.
Right.
On Amazon. You pay with Bitcoin, you can get up to 25%. Again, or more, the or more comes into play when you've used Purse for a little while. They'll open up the range of, there's a slider that you can slide and tell them how much you want of a discount off of the item that you want to buy from Amazon. And then it sort of goes, your order goes into a marketplace of orders, and you're competing sort of for rate. Basically, what's happening behind the scenes is somebody who wants to buy the Bitcoin you're willing to get rid of then basically comes in and pays 20% above or 25% above the Bitcoin spot price in order for your order to be fulfilled. So Amazon gets their money. They're getting their full amount that they're asking for, and you're getting a discount. The other person is basically paying a pretty big premium for the Bitcoin they're getting. But it works, and it works well. I've used it on probably more than, not quite two dozen, but definitely getting close to 20 transactions now, and Purse has been awesome for me. We talked about Purse prior to them coming on as an official sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Go to purse.freetalklive.com, get signed up through our link, and then that's the only time you actually have to go through that link. Once you're signed up at purse.freetalklive.com, you can go to their regular URL from that point on, and everything that you buy through your account will get a very small portion of that sale. So it's the right thing for you to do if you want to get a huge discount at Amazon. Really, it's a no-brainer. It works well. Purse.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin is awesome, and Doug Scribner is here. He's an early adopter of Bitcoin, an innovator in the Bitcoin marketplace, creating watchmybit.com. Is it still in beta?
No, we are out of beta. We're calling it a soft launch. We've got a lot of users, but not. We haven't had a giant push. We haven't done press releases yet. So this show is
besides Free Talk Live.
It's the first show. You guys get the scoop on it, man. This is the big scoop here.
We've been scooping this for a little while. You've been developing this for a while.
Yep.
And you had a big announcement that you wanted to make. So now I think would be a good time for that.
Yeah, right. So we, anyone in the Bitcoin space is always wondering, are you going to get funded? You're going to get funded. We're going to fund the new company. So we got some funding. We're very excited that we are funded. And the cool thing is, I would call it an angel funding, perhaps, something like that. But
the angel funding, before we go on with what's cool about it, I mean, normally when funding, strings come attached. An angel, however, generally won't attach strings. So, like, is that what you're dealing with, where somebody's just really excited and they're like, here's a bunch of money?
They kind of are. And the cool thing is who it is. It's not a person, but it's a group of guys, and they are a record label. So when a record label sees this, they're not Bitcoin investors. They're not tech start investors. But they saw this and realized, oh my God, we can put our artists on that, our worldwide artists, and they can start producing more money than they would from YouTube, that's for sure. Because here's the thing in Hollywood and in the music business, artists don't get paid anymore. They just don't. So for artists to make money, they have to go on tour. And they usually hate doing that because they leave their families, and it's the only way to make
a lot of work.
Yeah. So anyway, the name of the record label is Domo Records. They are a worldwide label. They're headquartered in Tokyo and in Los Angeles on the good side of Wilshire, I believe. And what's cool about it is that since they're worldwide, and Bitcoin is worldwide, it just was a perfect match. Perfect match. And this is Howard Sapper from Extraordinaire Media, who's also a he also represents artists like the 2012 winners of the America's Got Talent Dog Act. It's the I'm drawing a blank on the name, but they were the winners of the 2012, and he represents them in all the NBA games. They play the halftime shows. They have multiple Grammy Award winners, worldwide Grammy Award winners on their label, and dozens of nominations as well. Artists that we probably wouldn't, you know, some you've heard of, some you haven't. It depends on what's going on. But these are big players, and they're introducing us to bigger players.
So wait, these guys are the ones coming to the table with money for Watch My Bit?
Yep, and a partnership, right? Huh. So they are part owners now. And we also have another little scoop here. We have a Hollywood guy who I can now say his name, Bob Hilgenberg, who writes for Disney and has been writing for Disney for years and years, decades-long career with Disney. He's in a lot of the Tinkerbell movies for kids. But he also, this is sort of surprising, he also wrote Toy Story 3 for Disney.
Oh, wow.
That was a good deal.
Well, there's a caveat there. That was the one that Disney bought from him. And then and then there was the mix-up with Pixar later on, and something else happened, and we saw the Pixar version. But the point is, Disney bought his script and others as well and continues to work with them.
Neat.
There's another cool thing happening. Bob's working on a major hybrid motion picture with Disney Oscar-winning producer Don Hahn. And there could be some Bitcoin people that we might recognize in there. In fact, we're doing a music video right now for our platform to explain it more. Brock Pierce possibly doing a cameo in it as a guy who hates Bitcoin.
I don't know who that is.
Brock Pierce is the chair of the Bitcoin Foundation.
Yeah, we've seen him at several events.
Yep.
He wasn't at the Texas event, but they did mention him at the...
That Bitcoin Foundation is not the same as the thing Bruce Fenton's in charge of?
No. Nope. Bitcoin Foundation is the same thing that Bruce Fenton is in charge
of. Yeah, one of them is the CEO, one of them is the chairman.
The chairman,
right.
Okay.
I think Bruce is the chairman, right.
Yeah.
So, but Brock...
Executive director.
The child actor, he was in the Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Series ages ago.
Yeah.
So, you know...
He looks like a child actor. He's a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah. Right. And this is a funny story. You ever watch Silicon Valley?
Love that show.
Yeah. You know, when they did the thing about they bring all of their Bitcoin servers to help with their company,
mm-hmm.
those were Brock Pierce's servers. They wanted to be true to it, and he's a consultant.
That's such a funny show. You're talking about Mike Judge's new program.
Yeah.
It's on HBO. It's
right.
a half-hour comedy show. And, you know, if you like Mike Judge's previous work, whether it's Beavis and Butthead or King of the Hill
or Office Space,
what's the movie... The movie about the dumb people. I'm spacing.
Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
What's the movie about the dumb people? Yeah.
And you'll learn about what you'll learn about the DTF ratio too.
The
D to
down
F.
to oh.
D to F.
Okay.
I can't say it on the air.
Down to
no,
F.
No.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I
okay.
I don't know what that has to do with WatchMyBit.com.
It's just funny stuff.
There's not going to be. Is there porn on WatchMyBit?
Well, there's not. But that's something that can be spun off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could take the platform and sell it to a porn company or something.
Like that. You know, yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Right. But we're really excited because we're going to VidCon, which is the biggest...
That's the convention for YouTubers. That is definitely where you need to go.
30,000 people and thousands of big
the big
YouTubers.
Names.
Yep.
All of them. Where is that thing?
We got a table there. It's in
L.A.
July in L.A. Mm-hmm. It's in Anaheim. Yep, July and a July. We got a table there. We may team up with Airbits because we're going to be giving away Bitcoin to all these new people who've never seen it before.
Sure.
We're going to sign up artists. I think we're going to get a ton of them.
I think that's a huge... That's going to be a huge event for you. I mean, that's you even hear them talking about it. I don't watch a whole lot of the YouTubers, but the ones that I do watch, they refer to that conference.
Yeah.
Like that's their Pork Fest, basically.
It really is. 30,000 of them, and we're at the Anaheim Convention Center. We've got a table there. We got an inn. We're going to have our platform. We're going to be doing specials for DLite people and giving away Bitcoin to non-Bitcoiners. So
awesome.
I'd like to make a call out to Bitcoin early adopters and say, hey, if you want to help fund the Hollywood Revolution, which will be the driving force of Bitcoin adoption, not tickets or not booths. I mean, sorry, not wallets and technology. It's going to be YouTubers. YouTubers and Hollywood and bands.
If that's where the content is, then that's where the people are going to go.
Right. So we have an idea here. The band Hoobastank is going to be using our platform, and they already are working with our producer right now with our video. The lead singer's wife is producing it for us, and the drummer has played in the song that we have on there. So one idea is to get a bunch of Hoobastank fans. Give them Bitcoin so that they can watch Hoobastank videos when they are uploaded. I want to get a pool. And then I thought, well, how about if we get a pool for every band out there? Hey, fans of Metallica, you want them to become Bitcoiners? Donate to this pool, and then WatchMyBit will distribute it to the fans for free, watch a couple of videos, and now they are now Bitcoiners. How far can we take that?
There's some cool stuff going on there at WatchMyBit.com, and I'm sure you will continue to update us as the development continues.
Maybe we'll do a contest together.
I like that. We had talked about something about that.
Sounds great.
We'll talk more about that off the air. Doug Scribner from WatchMyBit.com. Look for him out in Anaheim. When's that thing happening, that VidCon?
That is July 22nd through 25th.
That's coming up then. All right, man. More coming up here from Porkfest 2015. We'll continue with the final hour for Porkfest in moments.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to COG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius.
GOG.NINJA.FTL.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.